Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Good morning. Who am I speaking to?
Vahas Bronner in Jerusalem.
I'm sorry. I thought this was one of the kids for the competition, but I'm very happy to speak to you as well. Good morning, Elisheva Bonner, talking to us from Jerusalem, Marketing Operations Coordinator at Our Crowd in Israel. And we wanted to chat to you about the cost of all the Jewish holidays coming up, because it is a significant factor, especially at a time of hyperinflation, of around the world, of increased pressure on people. What are your suggestions as to how to manage this?
Okay, well, I wanted to just say, you introduced me as working at Our Crowd. That's my day job. That's where I work.
Right.
But I'm not speaking in that hat. I also have a blog with my husband, and that's what I'm speaking about.
Yes.
We were featured in, or he was featured in the Times of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Talking about how to avoid the holiday hangover.
Right.
We wrote that post together. That's based on our blog, findthestream.com. So there are a whole bunch of things. I don't know exactly how it works in South Africa. We actually were there for our honeymoon.
Oh,
we
don't live there now. That's incredible. How long ago was that?
Yeah, it was fantastic. We spent way too much money on that trip, and that is actually, we came home and we started to get our finances together.
Oh, so we're the reason. You're actually blaming the South Africans, really, for this whole journey, quite literally.
No.
I'm really kidding.
Yeah, we were spending our shekels in rands, and it was a little ahead of ourselves.
Right, I would imagine. But either way, I hope it was a great start to your marriage, South Africa.
Anyway, so we wrote a blog post. We also have a post on our blog about saving money. We talked a lot about using home brands. I don't know if that's a thing in
right.
South Africa.
Yes.
That you don't have to use the top of the line brand. As long as it's kosher and it's good, you can buy it.
Right.
Also stocking up on things in advance so that you're not standing in line with everyone at the last minute.
Right, because that's exactly what happens this time of year,
with
of course.
Your kids, with your family during the Chagim.
Right.
Instead of paying top brand for all the attractions. And,
Well, you know, and as you say, you've got some of the things that you say is buy no-name brands. And I think that's obviously very important, because you really can save money there. Always shop with a list, but stay flexible. So make sure that you've done your planning ahead of time when you go to the store.
Another thing that we talk about is you know that the holidays are coming up.
Mm.
So you can start putting aside money from your budget in the months prior to the holiday, if you know that, so that you'll be able to cover it and that you won't go into overdraft.
Right.
There are some people who act surprised every year that the holidays have come.
Because it is a surprise, because it's always so early or so late. That's the problem. And then we didn't think it was going to happen. That's exactly
one of
the challenges that we have.
That's true. So actually, in our blog post, the Times of Israel post was a compilation of two different blog posts of ours. One was smart shopping overall, and one of them was how to not have the Chagim hangover. And in our Chagim post over there, we actually end it with Pesach is 6 months away.
Right.
So now that you've made it through this Chagim, know that. Get yourself organized for the next one so that you don't get surprised again.
So it's all about planning properly, taking advantage of the deals that you can get, and that is again by planning correctly. You speak about making sure that you utilize your leftovers properly, because it is a time of year that where people are under stress because of the cost. Have you noticed and I don't know what it's like in Israel.
Sorry, I have a hard time hearing this.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Have you noticed a difference in behavior in terms of how people are entertaining and the type of meals that they are making over the Chagim?
Sorry?
All right, we seem to have dropped that line with load shedding. I think there is a little bit of a problem sometimes with it. Not that I think they're having it there, but sometimes the connections aren't good. That was Elisheva Hecht Bronner, marketing operations coordinator at Our Crowd in Israel, but talking to us about saving money over the Chagim.